I'm Dan Klefstad with Illinois News. The state's six Catholic bishops oppose legalizing recreational cannabis. Bob Gilligan is executive director of the Catholic Conference of Illinois. He says this will only lead to more substance abuse and worsen the opioid epidemic. Advocates for legalization say money will be spent to help educate the public and youth about the dangers of cannabis. But Gilligan says, then what's the point?
If the legislature has to use revenue to support programs to urge people not to use marijuana, or if they use it, how to get off it, it begs the question as to why are we doing this at all?
Lawmakers crafting the legislation argue many people already use cannabis, and legalizing it will ensure a safer product and deter users from buying off the black market. In other news, members of the state's congressional delegation are announcing their guests for the State of the Union address tonight. Carl Reavy has more.
Democratic Congresswoman Sherry Bustos invited Edgington family farmer Tom Mueller. According to a news release from Bustos, Mueller is concerned about the implications of the president's trade policies. Meanwhile, Democratic Congresswoman Lauren Underwood is bringing 7-year-old Allie Bland from Naperville. Underwood's office says Allie left uplifting notes and drawings at a domestic violence shelter that was affected by the partial government shutdown. The drawings deeply touched the congresswoman during a recent visit. Republican Congressman Adam Kinzinger invited Officer Mark Dallas, the school resource officer who thwarted a school shooting at Dixon High School. And Republican Rodney Davis' office says Taylorville Fire Chief Mike Cruz will be his guest. Chief Cruz led disaster recovery efforts when a tornado struck Taylorville on December 1st. I'm Carl Reavy.
Special Prosecutor Joseph McMahon and Illinois Attorney General Kwame Raoul discussed a potential legal challenge to the sentence handed to former Chicago police officer Jason Van Dyke. The Chicago Sun-Times reports a conference call between the two was held Monday. They are considering a try to overturn the less than 7-year sentence given to Van Dyke by Cook County Judge Vincent Gaughan. McMahon says he plans to decide by March 1st whether to petition the state Supreme Court to send the case back to Gaughan for a new prison sentence. Van Dyke was convicted of murder and aggravated assault in the 2014 death of Laquan McDonald. The murder conviction carries a maximum 20-year penalty. Under a sentence, Van Dyke could be released in fewer than 4 years with credit for good behavior. I'm Dan Klefstad.
And I'm Jennifer Fuller. 28 school districts learned last week they're eligible for property tax relief grants from the State Board of Education. Most of those districts have inadequate funding, but a few already have more resources than they need. Education reporter Dusty Rhodes has more.
When then-Governor Bruce Rauner vetoed the massive school funding reform bill in the summer of 2017, legislative leaders negotiated a compromise to garner Republican support. That's when a property tax relief provision got tacked on without any public debate. Using that provision, a half dozen school districts that already rank among the most well-funded in the state are eligible to benefit from the tax relief grants. Mike Jacoby is director of Illinois School Business Officials. He's one of the architects of the funding plan and says that relief formula probably needs a tweak.
I understand the motivation for property tax relief, but I do believe that we need to look at a linkage to percentage of adequacy.
One district that qualifies is Oak Park River Forest, which happens to be the home of Tony Smith, the outgoing state superintendent of schools. Jackie Matthews, spokeswoman for the state board, said the agency applied the formula exactly as it was prescribed in statute. I'm Dusty Rhodes.
A Marion man faces murder charges in connection to the death of another Marion resident. Williamson County State's Attorney Brandon Zanotti says 43-year-old Demetrius Crittenden is charged with 3 counts of first-degree murder in the death of 31-year-old Cedric Marshall. Zanotti says Crittenden is accused of shooting Marshall at the Red Zone Bar in rural Williamson County early Sunday morning. I'm Jennifer Fuller.